Welcome to Meeple Podcast, Season 4.
Welcome to Meeple Podcast. We review this tournament that I created with the intention of filling a gap required by the Spanish Carcassonne fans about Spanish tournaments. But then I have extended it to the international community because the podcast is not only listened to in our country but also all over the world. In this sense, I had a clear intention to do something different, and this has been that I have awarded some physical prizes that I have sent to the winners, many of whom have signed up throughout the VGA tournament announcements without previously knowing who was really the creator of the competition and its objectives. It has been several months since it ended. It took place between the months of October and November 2023 in VGA with expansions 1, 2 and 3 plus the river, in San Casitrals, Builders and Traders, The Princess and the Dragon. In fact, the trophies are a big meeple from expansion 1, a builder from expansion 2 and a dragon from expansion 3. This imitates the trophies that the Vir awarded years ago in the Spanish National Championships, where the meeple with a crown was the one that remained standing and where the meeple with the red color identified the position of the winner. The rest of the meeples were black. Thus, if the red meeple was the one with the crown, the only one standing, it was the winner's trophy, the champion of Spain. If the red meeple was the one lying under the crowned meeple, it was the award for the runner-up. And if the red meeple was the third one, was the trophy for the third classified. With this iconography, the design was made by a guy who is the same who has made the postman meeples of the expansions of the postman of Carcassonne, Juanjo, and that one day I will bring to the channel to interview him. Now I would like to comment very briefly on the characteristics of the tournament and give you an interview with the winner. The expansions tournament has had many followers from Carcassonne Spain and some from Carcassonne.cat, but many more from the international community who are more interested in the game with expansions than in the competitive one versus one, although there is a bit of everything. In total, there were 90 participants, a weekly turn-based game, where each player had 3.5 days to complete the total numbers of moves, Swiss system with 8 rounds of play. At the end of the event, the champion was the Taiwanese player Yu Xixiao, DD1015 in VGA, second classified Jose Luis Gonzalez, Lord Silas in VGA, a player, by the way, new in the Orange League of Carcassonne Spain. Third classified, a very well-known member of Carcassonne.cat, Samuel Arroyo, Casum Loya in VGA. Now with us, the winner of the expansions tournament of this sound channel, Yu Xixiao. Welcome to Meeple Podcast and thank you very much for accepting the invitation.
Hello everyone, I'm coming from Hualien. Hualien County is located in the eastern part of Taiwan. Hualien attracts many visitors for its natural environment, such as Taruga Gorge National Park.
There are many events about expansions on VGA, but what do you find different in this Meeple Podcast expansions tournament, and why did you consider to participate in it?
There are very few Princess and Dragon expansions on VGA, so I joined every tournament about it.
How did you know about it? VGA announcement, MIPA podcast, the blog Carcassonne Connection, social media networks, a friend who told you about it?
I joined the tournament from the VGA game list. I think most of the participants are like me.
You were behind Isim Martin 23 from Denmark, but you beat him in that final game, the 8th round, and you became the champion.
Yeah, that was close. But I think there was some luck involved.
Do you like the idea about the trophy? I mean, a real prize which you can get from the postal service?
Yes, I love it. Actually, I'm very surprised when I got your message on BGA. Then I'm surprised again when I got the real prize.
Could you modify anything to improve this tournament for the next edition?
I think having a round robin in the first round and then a knockout round may reduce the element of luck.
Well, congratulations for your success in this new event and in its first edition. And thanks for having you in the podcast. See you next year and enjoy the prize.
Thank you. I will continue to join and win the competition if I have the opportunity.
Nothing more to add. Best regards and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.